Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bruce Rector's here, too. Bruce is an attorney. He's also the past president of the JCs. That's how you know them. Their official name is Junior Commerce International, but as I say, you probably know them in your community as the JCs and a couple hundred thousand folks all around the world that he led about a year or so ago. He does a lot of lecturing. He does a lot of speaking around the world. He's the author of a book I'm holding in my hand, Monday Morning Messages. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Why not Tuesday Morning Messages?
Well, I've worked with leaders in 110 different countries around the world, and what I found is that around the world, people really don't get excited about Monday morning. In fact, the Wall Street Journal had a column here recently about Sunday night dread. It talked about how people really sometimes have trouble sleeping on Sunday night because they have anxiety about going back to work Monday morning. And
right.
It really happens for two reasons. First, a lot of folks leave the office in a frantic pace on Friday, and they're not organized, and so they realize they're coming back to a situation that they left unorganized on the previous Friday. And other folks just, for whatever reason, they're more passionate about their family or their hobby or something they're doing over the weekend than they are their work. And so coming back to work on Monday can be a depressing thing for them. So what we tried to do is to find a way to get folks in our organization, when I was supervising people and starting off seven different countries, excited about Monday, because we knew that was a tough day. But our theory was then and is now that if you can turn that Monday morning into a productive time, hopefully the most productive time of your week, then you'll have a better week and accomplish more. And so that's the reason we focused on Monday morning.
Well, it seems like the closer you get to the weekend in the week, that things get pushed off till finally, whatever don't have to be done on Friday gets pushed off to next week, and you got the whole weekend to forget about it and have some fun. So, is it possible that the best way to make Mondays productive and effective is to not slack off on Friday?
Well, that's a lot of it. We encourage folks to spend 30 minutes before they leave the office on Friday organizing their desk, getting things ready, so that when they come into their office on Monday morning, just the mere walking through the door and seeing how you've left things is depressing in itself. So we really think that that's a key thing. And several authors over the years have talked about, Lee Iacocca, for example, talks about how Sunday night was always an important time for him. So he didn't show up on Monday morning with some surprise or expecting anything. He kind of knew throughout the week what was going to happen, and that preparation is a key part of having a productive week.
Almost 6 years ago, we started writing our e-zine, and now we're going to have our anniversary in November, the sixth anniversary of our electronic publication. And when I started thinking about that, I said, okay, when's the best time? When would people be the most likely to want to read something that I have to say about their small business? And I decided that that was going to be Sunday afternoon. And even though that created a lot of weekend work for me, I said that sometime, after lunch on Sunday, between noon Sunday and by the time they went to bed, that they would start thinking a little bit about what was going to happen the first of the next morning. And so that's when we started publishing. And for the last almost six years, we have been publishing this thing. They've been receiving it in their email in the afternoon on Sunday. And it amazed me how correct that was, how much people say that they appreciate that, getting them ready for the week ahead.
Well, you look at sports teams, and almost I was involved in athletics as an athletic trainer for the Indianapolis Colts for several years, and here at the University of Kentucky. And every team I've been involved with always goes through an hour or more of pregame preparation, so that when that game starts, they're ready to go. They're at full strength. And folks who can get that kind of strategy together for business reasons will do better as well. Whether it's doing things like you're talking about, reading on Sunday or preparing on Friday, but we encourage folks to have a strategy. You know, Jim, statistics show that Monday is the least productive day of the week in offices throughout the United States. Tuesday is the most productive. So you could almost say we're working on a four-day work week, because that Monday is kind of a wasted day, and it's the least productive day. And if folks can turn that into a productive day, then you're getting 5 days out of the week where most folks are only getting four.
Right, absolutely. Well, one of the things you do and you talk about in your book, Monday Morning Messages, is you've got some motivational thoughts in here, and I want you to talk to us about that. The first one that you talk about is the whole first section, which I think is very important, Bruce, and that's self-awareness. Talk to us about what your overarching idea about self-awareness.
Well, I tell a story in the book about a trip that I took to Tallinn, Estonia. I was doing a speaking engagement over there, and I'm a runner. I'm getting around the Chicago Marathon here in 3 weeks, and so I had to get my run in while I'm over in Estonia. And so I take off running through the streets of Tallinn, and I go through the medieval city. It's a beautiful place. But it wasn't long before I figured out it was time for me to get back to the hotel to get ready for my presentation. And so I started to head back, but I realized that my Estonian language skills were not great.
And your breadcrumbs were gone, weren't they?
Yeah, and all the buildings looked the same, and the next thing you know, I have no idea. Well, it starts to snow, and I'm getting cold. And a typical man, you know, I'm not going to ask for directions.
No way you're asking directions. No. Uh-uh.
And so I wasted 30 minutes searching around to try to find where I was at, and finally crossed a street, which is a landmark that I recalled passing before, and I made it back to the hotel. But that's where a lot of people are with trying to achieve their goals. They know where they want to go, but they're not self-aware about where they're at today. Mm-hmm. They don't do the analysis of their skills and really truly gauge where they're at to be able to draw that line in the map from where they are now to where they want to go.
If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. 20 after the hour. We're going to be right back with Bruce Rector. When we come back, we're going to talk about the importance of acting without hesitation. Stay with us. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us today. Bruce Rector is our guest and our new friend. He's the author of Monday Morning Messages, Teaching, Inspiring, and Motivating to Lead. Bruce, talk to us about some of the things that you think we need to do to get ourselves motivated, and especially on Monday mornings. One of the things you talk about is the importance of acting without hesitation.
Yeah, in the book, I use a quote, often by somebody that's famous or you've heard of, and one of them I use for this is Ralph Waldo Emerson, and his quote is, "The line between failure and success is so fine that we scarcely know when we pass it, so fine that we often are on the line and we do not know it." And the story I tell about that, I'm in Copenhagen, Denmark, and driver thinks that we have enough time allotted to get to the airport, but all of a sudden he meets traffic he wasn't expecting. And so then it becomes this race between he and I to try to get to the airport in time. He can't find a parking spot when we get to the airport, so he pulls into a Hertz rental car spot, and he and I literally ran through the airport to try to get to the plane. And I point out that I made the flight, but he had to make quick decisions all along the path that we took to get there. And if he would have hesitated for just a moment, I would not have made that flight. I talk about how that's the same for business leaders, in that so often our pace of society, and particularly our pace of business, like technology moves today, is that if you're not confident, if you don't react upon instinct, if you can't act without hesitation and do the right things and the things that need to be done, that line between success and failure is so thin that that it makes a huge difference and can be the difference between success and failure. So,
well, that's one of the real key elements of being a successful entrepreneur, Bruce, and is being able to know when to take action based on what you have, what you know now, not what you wish you could know, not what you still want to know, but there comes a time when you say, you know what, I don't have all the information I want, but a decision has to be made, and I have to make it with the information that I have. And you have to make that decision, and that's the key, isn't it?
And once you make the decision, not look back over your shoulder and not second-guess yourself. That a lot of entrepreneurs, that's a major mistake they make, is difficult to start a business, particularly from scratch, to bootstrap it. And the ones that tend to succeed, in my experience, are the ones who make decisions like you're talking about, who make them, and once they've made them, they've sound that trumpet clearly, and they're going to move forward, and they're very confident in the decisions they've made. Second-guessing yourself is a major problem for all business people, but particularly entrepreneurs.
One of the best things that I've ever heard that helps me to take that action was something I read in my friend Tom Feltenstein's book, Uncommon Wisdom. He said, you got to be prepared. I'm paraphrasing a little bit. He said, you got to be prepared to risk what you know for what you might learn.
Exactly.
Isn't that great? I mean, if you think about that, I mean, if you're having trouble pulling the trigger, if you're having trouble making that decision, you have to say, you know what, I don't know what I need to know, but if I make this decision, you know, I'm going to learn some things, and I have to look at what I'm going to learn from making this decision as something that will benefit me.
Exactly, Jim. And my son's now 5 years old, and I recall he was our first child, and I recall when he was born, you looked at this little infant in the hospital and you said to yourself, I know absolutely nothing what to do with this child. So you get all the books and all these things, and you find out the experts on babies tell you there's seven different ways to treat everything. And what you learn quickly is that the effect you have on the child, that positive effect, isn't so much about what you do, but how you do it. When you're dealing with that child in a confident way and whatever path you choose to deal with the child, that's what's important. That you act with confidence, that you act without hesitation, and you go forward and do it. Same in business. Folks, you know, there are often 6, 7 zillions of choices, but choosing the one that your instincts tell you is right and then acting as if that was the best choice, not having any second thoughts, that's very important.
Well, and also I think a big key to this is making lots of decisions. I think it's important to make lots of decisions, make lots of little decisions. And if you make lots of little decisions, no one decision will take you down. And of course, as you know, when you make decisions, you're going to make mistakes. And so maybe if you make lots of little decisions and you make a mistake in some of them, there'll be smaller ones.
Exactly. And in our group, Junior Chamber International, you know, I've worked with young leaders on all continents. And one of the things we really talk about, and it's important for small business as well as large companies, is to get young people that you're grooming to maybe assume control of your business at some point, get them that experience of having to make little decisions. That too often we take young people, young employees, we tell them what to do too much. We don't delegate enough to them. And so through our group, through running community activities often that benefit the community, we tried to get young folks a chance to get into positions, to make little decisions, to get that experience and confidence that they wouldn't get in the workplace.
Bruce, I got to wrap it up. Give us your website. Tell us where the book's available, please.
Now, you can get the book and learn more about me at www.mondaymorningmessages.com. And the book's available at bookstores across the United States, including Barnes & Noble.
MondayMorningMessages.com. Bruce Rector is the author. Thanks, Bruce. See you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. Right back with Dr. Roos after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.